I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, big day here in Minnesota. Big day for Vikings fans as we are full of hope and optimism. New general manager. Hey, let's be honest. As we bring in Matthew Collar, the Purple Insider. Get them at purpleinsider.substack.com. Hey, Matthew, how's it going?
Oh, not too bad. A flurry of optimism, some might say.
I think that's very nice. Very nice. We are full of optimism because, you know, I mean, what other choice do we have? I guess I'll start with the news conference from Kwesi Adofo-Mensah, the Princeton guy, who was on, like, the JV basketball team, kind of the practice squad, who ended up in finance and then in football, and now has probably one of the most desired jobs in football, wouldn't you say?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I think that anytime you can join an organization with a history like this that is run the way that it is, I mean, I'm standing inside PCO Performance Center right now, and Kwesi Adofo-Mensah said that he didn't necessarily believe that he was going to be blown away by the facilities, and then arrived here and went, oh, okay, this, you know, billion-dollar stadium and this incredible practice facility and building. And I think that it's a very favorable job just from the stability of the organization and what you take over. Even when we don't even talk about what they have on the roster, I think it's one of the most favorable positions to be in.
Matthew, you were over there for the news conference today. What were your impressions?
Yeah, I mean, I think my biggest impression is that, you know, Kwesi Adofo-Mensah does not want to be known as the analytics guy. Like, he doesn't
want... Yeah, what was that about? When he was like, analytics, I don't even know what that is. Get real. What a bunch of nonsense that was.
Yeah, right. I think that what
he's Princeton.
Right. What he's trying to give off is a message of, like, sometimes when you say someone's an analytics guy, it sounds like they're going to tune out scouting. Mm. But really, yeah. Scouting is a major part of analytics. Think about it this way. Like, if you scout players and you look and see that players who have a certain trait have a greater chance to succeed, and then you're making a decision between two players that you really like, and your research tells you that scouting reports that say X, Y, or Z tend to correlate to success, I mean, then you're making a better decision based on your research, which is based on scouting. So I think that what he's talking about is, like, analytics and scouting, they go together, they go hand in hand, and he had a great line about how they try to cover each other's blind spots. And I think that that's the smart way to look at it. He doesn't want to be viewed as, oh, I'm the boy genius who's going to make all these decisions based on the numbers, and they're going to go off the deep end and do all these things that other teams aren't doing. I don't think that that's it.
Not Moneyball. This isn't like the Moneyball approach necessarily.
Well, the thing is that everything is Moneyball.
Well,
now.
Yes.
Like, I mean, if you're not Moneyball, then you're, like, not doing this job at this point, really. I mean, there's probably a handful of teams that have old-school scouts that don't understand anything. But Pro Football Focus, the analytics website, I mean, they have contracts with all 32 teams at this point. And all 32 teams have analytics departments. People are paid to do analytics. What we saw was this year, more teams went for it on fourth down than ever before. More teams used motion before snaps than ever before. Yeah. Teams don't draft running backs in the first round anymore. Like, we are in the middle of the Moneyball revolution, and if you're either ahead of it or you're behind it, and I think today the Vikings became ahead of it.
Matthew Collar and his crew at Purple Insider do podcasts, cover the Minnesota Vikings every day. And the number one question, I mean, I think it's hard for me to read. I think fans are excited and interested in who the general manager was going to be. But let's be real. Nobody knows if this guy is going to do a good job or a bad job. Who knows, right? It's not like you can say, like, he has no track record running a show. So we'll see. Like, we'll see how it goes. What most of us, I think, are interested in is two questions. One is about the coach. Two is about the quarterback, right?
Right.
And did we get any insight today on either of those fronts?
No. as expected, right?
Right.
I think today.
Well, he wasn't going to say, like, Kirk Cousins, see you later.
Right, right. He didn't come out and say, can't wait to draft my first quarterback. That would have certainly made some waves, and I don't think that he's the type of guy that wants to do that. But, you know, that's the thing about Kwesi Adofo-Mensah is that we're going to find out really quick how he views this roster and where he sees this team as being. Like, does he see this team as being somebody that's close to being in contention and needs to build around Kirk Cousins? I have a really tough time thinking that's how he views it. You know, they haven't won all that many games in the last couple of years with Cousins at the helm. I don't think you're a guard or another nose tackle away from that, and I don't know how he could see it differently, but that doesn't mean necessarily that you're trading Cousins on your first day. And like you said, the biggest decision that's next is hiring the coach.
Right.
And I think more than anything, what we saw with Spielman and Zimmer at the end, at one time, Spielman and Zimmer were in lockstep, but at the end, they most certainly were not. They were on very different pages, and so that's the place where Adofo-Mensah has to start, is get on the right page with a coach that you hire and draft a quarterback that you guys both like and are all in on, and build the organization around that, because that foundational piece over the last 4 years of the GM, the coach, the quarterback, all seeing things the same way, well, if you watched any press conference from any of them recently, you know exactly where everybody stood.
We're talking with Matthew Collar, Purple Insider. Matthew, to me, it is significant in a league that has largely black players that we haven't seen many black general managers at all. It's significant, I think, don't you, that Kwesi Adofo-Mensah is not another old white guy, or not the, you know, younger child or brother of some other NFL insider?
Yeah, no, I do think there's significance.
Nobody
there.
Really did anyone really get into that? I don't know that we heard that in the news conference.
No, yeah, no, it really wasn't a big conversation. But I think that it really is important to this organization to be viewed as progressive. And this is another reason that Mike Zimmer wasn't much of a fit in recent years, because from the very top, from Andrew Miller, from the Wilson Andrew Miller, who are really calling the shots here, I think that they want to be ahead of the game in this type of area. And they want to do a full search and find the best person for the job. I mean, look, I don't know if, you know, Kwesi is going to be good or not, but look at the man's resume. I mean, you don't get a whole lot more impressive than that. And yet, people like him in the NFL, because of, like you said, about nepotism and things like that, have been left behind in this. And you see it with head coaches, too, that there are very few black head coaches. I believe just one is Mike Tomlin,
right,
after Brian Flores got fired. So, you know, the NFL, I think, has made an effort to get people like Kwesi Adofo-Mensah in front of teams. And then when he does, he's got an opportunity to impress. And that's important toward finding the best person for the job.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I think it matters. I mean, I'll be interested to hear his thoughts on it. But he's spoken before in interviews about the value of representation. And I think it's pretty clear, as you said, that the Wilfs, you know, the fact that the general manager and the head coach weren't really vibing with the players. Look, that's just where things are going right now. The old school GM, the old school coach. It's a different deal to motivate this generation of players. And not that you have to be young to do that. Kwesi is only 40. But you have to be, I guess you have to be committed to the idea that that counts, that that matters, right?
Well, I think that it's always worked to understand where players stood and to communicate with them. It's just that maybe we've studied it a little more and understand just how important it is. Like, yeah. I think that sometimes we watch an old NFL films clips of Bill Parcells yelling at his players, and we think that that was Bill Parcells, right? But I watched a documentary on Curtis Martin, and he talked about when he won the MVP, he gave his trophy to Bill Parcells because that's how much he meant in his life.
I think Zimmer didn't have that
with any players. And if he didn't have it with Eric Kendricks, then he didn't have it with anybody.
All right, who's
right? So I think that's always been important for to understand where everybody stands, to communicate, to be meaningful parts of each other's lives. And I think that they have someone who understands that and who is a clearly, from what you saw today, a great communicator. And I think we'll hire a coach who feels the same way about that importance. Plus, one thing that Kwesi said that really stuck out to me, he talked about how smart players are. NFL players, not all of them, a lot of them, are an impressive group in terms of their intelligence. They know the game. They know what wins. They know what's going on. And the previous group just didn't care. They said, we're in charge. It's not our you go play. We're in charge. I don't think we're going to have that as that atmosphere now inside TCO Performance Center.
Matthew Collar, before you go, who is going to be the head coach of the Minnesota Vikings?
I don't know. And I don't think, well, I don't think they know yet either, because I've been told that there's going to be more interviews that happen that we could see. I mean, possibly Eric Bieniemy be discussed. I think they have talked to some good candidates, but I know right now they're looking into, should it be an offensive coach? Should it be a defensive coach? So it could be a little while before we have an answer on that.
All right. Let's hope we don't get just the last person standing. There are a lot of teams looking for a coach. Matthew Collar, Purple Insider. Check the podcast. Check the Substack. We appreciate it, Matthew. Thanks for shuffling your schedule and being with us on this Thursday.
Yep, sure thing. Thanks for having me.
All right, there he goes, Matthew Collar. Menu hacks at McDonald's. Think of the most disgusting thing you could do with food at McDonald's. And it may, in fact, be on the menu starting Monday. We'll talk about it next on News Talk 830 WCCO. 26 degrees. Our weather brought to you by APA Medical. McDonald's is putting menu hacks on their menu on Monday. These are things people do, you know, maybe they do it on TikTok or Instagram. Like, there are things they've done with regular McDonald's items. And now McDonald's, they're not giving you a deal. You still have to order the pieces and you put it together, but you can click on it and order it. So, for example, how does the land, air, and sea sound to you, Dan Cook? Sounds
intriguing.
Intriguing.
Yeah.
Take a Big Mac, a McChicken, and a Filet-O-Fish and combine it into one sandwich.
There you go. That sounds like a lot of cholesterol, but
sounds,
you know.
That sounds like a very bad idea to me. Yeah. How about the Surf and Turf? Surf and Turf. It's a double cheeseburger.
Yeah.
With a Filet-O-Fish in the middle.
See, now that I might be able to do.
A little crunch.
Yeah.
I don't know. Ketchup, mustard, Filet-O-Fish. I guess why not?
Yeah. I mean, the horseradish has to be in there?
The crunchy double sounds good to me.
Okay.
Double cheeseburger with chicken McNuggets.
Sure.
That sounds fine. This is the most logical one. The hash brown McMuffin.
Right.
It's just, people have been doing this already, I guess. It's just a McMuffin and you stick your hash brown in it. It's pretty smart. 12:58, Linda's construction time check. Time to see if your home's windows and insulation are as energy efficient as they could be. CBS News coming up in just a minute. Plus, the U.S. economy doing better than it has since the Reagan presidency. So why don't we feel it?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.